Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tipple. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
At least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us so. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But please. Really?
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of potato chips don't come out, you slap that machine, and what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up-and-coming hip-hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of him. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Another TAZ production. live, ATAZT live, on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, TAZ. And tonight we're interviewing Antoine Smith, a jazz musician. He might have changed his status here. I don't know, but I know last time he was on the show, he was doing jazz, which we greatly appreciated and loved. Antoine, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
And would you consider yourself a jazz musician or a beat maker? Or?
I just call it producer and, yeah, jazz musician because that's, you know, what I'm doing.
Right. Because you do other genres as well, am I correct?
Yeah, yep.
Cool. And also, DJ, you are on the line?
I'm here, babe.
Hey, check this out. I think we got another listener, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to make sure this is not a listener and not a guest. 404. 404, are you on the line?
On the line, but I'm sorry, this is Blackmail ATL, bro.
Okay, cool. You listening. Okay, I'm going to click you back to mute, and we're going to go into this one. Trip calls in at 9:25. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Antoine, what have you been doing since the last time you've been on the show?
Oh, man, I've been the busiest person ever. I've been, the albums, promoting them, still making other songs. And then, you know, I got a lot of artists in that time period. I've met a lot of ones either online or a lot of new ones in my own city, and I've been producing for them and engineering their stuff and writing lyrics for people. And, you know, I've been remaking songs and making attributes and stuff like that for people. And then I've been doing a lot of my rap and R&B area with the local and some online. And then college and getting a car and all this crazy stuff, man.
Man, I am impressed, man. You know, you wiped me away already. You blew me out of water there. Dr. A, not Dr. You Dr. Dre in this mug, ain't you? You making connects and all that. That's good, man. That is really good. And it's good that you branch out to different genres as well, because that keeps you more flexible, also keeps you fresh when it's time to do your stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about the song Mesmerize, because I want the people to listen what you've been doing. So I haven't listened to none of these cuts, and I'm anxious to play them myself. Mesmerize.
Well, you know, this, for some reason, I guess I can tell why, but it's just, you know, you never really expect something until it actually happens. You know, that song turned out to be one of my best songs, one of people's favorites, you know. Like, a lot of my fans, a lot of people who were my fans became my fans for that song. You know, it's, all I can say is that it was a really a miracle song, because when I was creating it, in the middle of the song, I had lost it. You know, it had cut out on me, the program and everything, MIDI keyboard shut off, everything, and then, you know, the song was lost completely, and I was very irritated, but somehow it just came back to me when I started back up the stuff, and it just, every piece, every part came back, and then I was like, thank God I got the song back, and then it turned out to be one of my, one of my better songs.
Okay, I'm going to listen to it, and we're going to listen to it now, Mesmerize, by Antoine Smith on ATAZP Live. can say is wow.
I like it.
Yeah, I like, hey, all the instruments were you, right?
Yeah.
And you mind telling everybody how old you are, because, you know, you sound like you know, wise in your years, but go on, spit out the age, Chief.
Yeah, I'm 18.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I know everybody that fell on the floor now, let's look. 18. Mozart in the house.
When I made some, I was 17, though. Wait a minute. I might have been 16. I can't really remember. I think I was 18, turning 17 when I made that, I think.
Don't worry, man.
It has a very romantic feel. What inspired you to bring that piece of music?
Some girl that I was really into at the time.
Uh-huh. I knew it. I told you it had romance all over it. I felt it.
Yep.
And you was mesmerized.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I definitely was.
Well, that's phenomenal. I like that song, man. God, dog. He just went, I mean, DJ, he said he didn't remember when he made it. I know when you get up in age, you tend to forget.
But apparently he didn't forget what inspired him, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So what instruments and equipment that you use? Because, you know, a lot of producers use different things, and I do too. So what kind of equipment and what instruments do you use when making a piece like that?
Well, usually it's MIDI through, like, a lot of the sounds are MIDI through, and I use so many programs, it's really ridiculous, because every program, like, you know, they have, like, different sounds that I need, you know, and they do it differently. So, like, I use a lot so I can get the sound that I want, so I'm, like, finishing, do this little part here, switch to the other program, do right here, MIDI it through, then send it back, put this sound in here, add this, and, you know, it's, like, big thing, and it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I know, especially when you're searching for that certain sound, it takes a lot of time. We got a caller on 302. I want to make sure it's a caller. 302, Z-Talk, this is ATAZP. 302, area code 302. Okay.
Back to us. I just want to hear. I want to hear what Antoine has to say. I'm not interested.
Well, I'm gonna have to dump that line because we got another guest calling in. Antoine, how many CDs do you have out?
Oh man, think it's you know what? The CDs that I see out, I think is 10, 11, something like that. I think it's 11. Yeah.
So you started when you was what, 12? I mean, I'm playing, but. When did you start doing music?
I was 15.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'm just blown away at the fact when I listened to that song, man. It got me messed up. Because I remember the last music that you had me messed up, but you done took it up to another level now, man. Woo! Okay, Morning Sunrise. I need to buy the CD. That's what needs to happen. Morning Sunrise. Now, there was a song called Morning Sunrise years ago. This is before you was even born, by Lenny White. And I got the album, and the name of the song is Morning Sunrise. He kind of does jazz, but he has singing off involved in it. So what was your inspiration in making your Morning Sunrise?
You know what? You know, I'm trying to think back, you know, I think it was just a lot of, I wanted to do something very, very musical and entertaining with that one. Like, I wanted a lot of instruments involved, a lot of power to it, a lot of kick and a little funk in there, you know, and it that's what came out of it. I wanted it to show how musical I can get with instruments, because, you know, a lot of the jazz is very technical. Pieces are, you know, technical little parts, piano, you know, drums, everything. And I wanted to show that you know, I can make that music too as well.
Okay, cool. This is Morning Sunrise. Wow. DJ, I'm going to let you talk first. Go on, DJ.
Wow. Well, let me say, based on what I've heard so far, this one sounds more like something you got together with some guys and you said, you know what, let's just jam. So tell me what really happened.
I was at my house and had a melody, put it together and did what I normally did, just stepped it up a little bit more than usual because I wanted it to stand out more.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was dancing in my seat. I like that song. That song was bad. And then, and the next thing I was thinking, yo, I might have to get this cat so he can produce one of my songs. That was the next thing I was thinking. I want you to tell the people exactly where they can get your CD and where they can listen to you at on online and get in contact with you online.
Well, you know, it's iTunes, Rhapsody, you know, all the digital downloaded sites, you know, mainly, and if you Google my name, you should be able to find everything, you know, anything and everything that I'm doing. And get in contact with me. I do have an 800 number out there. If you look at my name, you can find that. You will talk directly to me. I know a lot of people have tried out the number to see if you actually do talk to me. And, yeah, like, you will hear me, like how you hear me now. And
spell your name. Make sure you spell your name so people know.
Yeah, it's A-N-T-O-I-N-E Smith.
Cool. Antoine, man, I'm blown out the water right now. these two jams are sensational. I mean, like I said, I was thinking, man, this cat might need to produce for me. I need me a track. I'm about to talk to you, Dr. Dre, behind the scenes for real. I'm glad you came in and did the show, man, and I love the music, for real.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's very well appreciated.
Thank you, man. And much success to you.
Oh, thank you.
404-437 on the line. I think I know who it is, but I want them to identify themselves. 404-437. Hello?
Oh, yo. That's
Trent. I know it was you. I was looking. I'm giving a call your name. You doing, Trent?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Also, I got a caller, 757. On the line, 757. Z-Talk, you're on ATAZP Live.
Yes. Two things. First, I wanted to say to the artist, great sound, especially for your age. We don't have enough young artists nowadays that actually really appreciate instruments and music and the true sound of making music. So I just want to commend you on that because it's an excellent sound. I really do enjoy what I'm hearing so far.
Well, thank you. Can you identify yourself, your name?
Yes, actually, this is LaToya. Calling from Delaware. For the host, I was actually on a separate line, on a 302 line. You came to me earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you came to me earlier. I was on speakerphone in another room. I couldn't talk, and you dropped my call. I kept trying to call in to listen to the show. I didn't really want to say too much of anything. I was actually just listening, but you kept dropping the call.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute, and we're getting ready to talk to my man, Tripp, from down here in the A. Tell them who you are and what you do as far as music is concerned.
Yeah, like you said, I'm from Atlanta, GA. I write songs, I'm a lyricist. I just started performing recently, but I do a little bit of production also. I like to dance. So I just about everything in music, but my main passion is in writing. So I like to actually try and get out there and collaborate with a few people.
Okay, cool. I know when you sent the MP3s today, I did dip. This is like the first time. I dipped to listen to one of the songs, and I was liking what I just heard a little bit. And I was liking what I was hearing, and the name of the song was Push. So tell us about that song, because I want people to actually listen to this.
That song, there's, I think, it's sort of like an anthem song. It's like an urban anthem, you can call it that. And it's pretty much one, I want to do something motivational, because all this stuff that we're hearing now, it's knows pretty much the same thing. It's a lot of stuff being repetitive or recycled through by other artists. So I want to have something powerful and positive that people can get into. And I wanted to be like across the board. Like if you're into sports, you can listen to the song. If you like lifting weights or just studying something, you know, if you want to go hard at something, this song is telling you just, hey, go for your dreams, reach for your goals. That's all it's doing.
Okay, we're going to listen to Push by Trip on ATAZP.
Yeah, boy. Bad like they don't know, man. They'll see why I'm doing this, man. No one sees my dream.
Yeah.
No one feels my pain.
If
I believe I can do it.
Yeah.
If I had a million, I would do it.
Yeah.
I have a passion. I have dreams. I commit my time doing various things to get myself into various scenes. If you try to stop me, you will swear I am mean. It's nothing but the love that has me focused on my goals. Gotta keep my vision clear to drive down this road. If you wanna jump in, I get faster, smarter, stronger, like there is no end. Cause I push.
It's your girl, Kel the Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that was cool as heck, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. I like when I first heard it, it was different in my ear, and plus the message was different, too, as well.
I try to bring something different so I can be identified. I want to stand out. And I want it to sound good, of course, too. So bringing it with those kind of sounds and bring the power out of it and the way I, you know, elevated my voice to certain parts, you know, had to bring it out, too. So I'm trying
so
to...
No, but you are also singing the hook, too, as well, right?
Well, I was my partner. But he actually produced that track. You know, he was singing in the background. I just wrote all the lyrics, did all the main leads, but he was doing the singing in the background for me.
DJ.
Yes.
You still there?
I'm here.
Now how old are you, Tripp? I mean, you sound like you're a little young. I mean, I don't know how old you are.
It depends on what you define young. I'm actually 32.
Yeah, you still young.
You young. Okay.
Hey, yeah, you still young.
Still young. Appreciate
so how long you been writing and doing it?
I've been writing since I was a teenager, since I was about 14, 15.
Okay, and the passion just stayed with you?
Yeah, I pretty much just stuck with it.
And also, do you do any production on any of your tracks?
Yeah, I do production. I don't have any of my tracks out there now, but I have plenty of tracks. I have an archive of stuff. When we did this project here, I did a few songs that we went to studio and did. I focused on the writing, and my partner, who's actually my cousin, he focused on the production. So we pretty much did
okay.
our strong suit and just came to that.
Cool. And when you perform, where have you performed at? Just in ATL or at different clubs?
Just, yeah, a few different venues. I performed at the Red Light Cafe. I got actually another performance there. It's off Piedmont Road here in Atlanta.
Right.
On the 29th of this month. And I enter a few contests, you know, here and there in Atlanta.
Cool, man. I like the sound. Life is a Party. Give us, what was the inspiration on that song?
Well, that song there is pretty much what it is. I want pretty much people to treat their life like a party. To me, a good party. Overall, I want it to be a metaphor. A good party is something that's going to go hard, and you're going to enjoy it. And I think people should go hard in their life, and they're going to do that. They need to enjoy it and go for what they, you know, go for what they want. So that's pretty much just a metaphor. So treat your life as a party. Enjoy it. Go hard. You know, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, and just make the best of it.
Well, I know DJ can appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Am I right, DJ?
Oh, absolutely.
I know that's all was after your heart. Life is a Party by Tripp.
Life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, going hard on a wedding. Tomorrow is never promised, I work like I really want. They say drugs is really on, so I'm high on life in the morning. That's a true thought that's in my head, until the time I go to bed. At the point I'm getting really wild, fake balling in all the south. The plan is to get rich and enjoy myself doing it. I'm always in it for the win, going all the way to the end. I'm a beast that's hustling in the jungle that we live in. Movement smoothly through the throes to the earth for one, like King Kong.
Life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, going hard all day. My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party.
When the sunlight comes crashing in, looking like bright party streamers. When alarm goes off like party screamers, I'm rising up like a champion. Sleep didn't beat me, so it's on again. My clothes tight, my shoes tight. Attitude right now, time to take flight. Keeping it real with all my friends. They already know I don't pretend. I'm so high about my business. People looking like, man, what is this?
Late at night, the moon's a disco ball, and I'm still moonwalking through it all. I'm not LF, I can tell ya. I'm gonna stay cool until that last call.
My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, going hard all day. My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party.
Begin when the sunlight comes crashing in, looking light, bright. Party streamers, all the alarm goes off like party screamers. I'm rising up like a champion. Sleep getting beaten, so it's on again. My clothes tight, my shoes tight. Attitude right, now it's time to take flight.
Life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, going hard all day. My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, and I'm rocking all day. My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, going hard all day. My life is a party, my life is a party, my life is a party, and I'm rocking all day.
ATAZP, live, life is a party. I like the hook on that thing. I like the keyboards as well. Hey, that is cool, man. I like that song.
Thanks.
Also on the line, we got Black Mail ATL.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
They're actually friends with Tripp. Remember DJ Black Mail ATL was on the show before when you was here, and they're friends with Tripp. I got him on. Y'all talking on the show now.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
So how is everything with Black Mail ATL?
Everything's good, man. Just sitting here right now. We're sitting here chilling, watching the Falcons right now, man. They ain't doing so hot.
No, they're not doing good at all. They're not doing good at all.
Right. Leave my birds alone. They're going to be all right.
So
maybe later, not right now.
Right now, they ain't doing so hot.
So how did y'all know Tripp? How did y'all meet him? Or y'all been knowing each other? What's the deal on that?
Me and Tripp, you know, we actually work out in the same area. So, you know, he just came to me one day and said he had some music that he wanted to get out. And quite naturally, I had to hook him up with you, my man, TAZ, and I told him he could put you on air, man, and get your stuff out there and get it heard.
Right. And the best way is to take advantage of a lot of different radio shows that's on the net. And also, you know, if you do a radio show and promote yourself as well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You got to get out here and get heard. That's the main important thing, is to get heard, because you never know who's listening and who might be like, wow, I need to get with that artist.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And like I said, you write and you create. So is there any, how do you go through trying to make a song? Because there's always a process for me. It's always a process for me, and I just want to know, do you go through a process where it's just, you know, I got to have the room quiet, I got to have it on black, I got to have my drink on the side. You know what I'm saying? There's a process when people create to get in the mood to write some words down. So what do you, how do you come about it?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to Tripp.
Okay, I got you. It depends. You know, I vibe off different things. Sometimes I hear a track. I even hear a song that's already on the radio. Somebody's singing on it. I'll write to that track and just totally dismiss what they're saying. or you know, okay. I have a track that I have already, or someone sent me, and I'm buying me that track. I would like whatever I feel that the music's saying to me, or I have a song already, and I'll just do a track to that. So it depends on, you know, what's going on. I like to have a plan out, so I can be, you know, in the mood and get the vibe of it, because people aren't feeling if I'm not feeling the vibe of it, people aren't gonna, you know, pick up what it is I'm trying to feed to them.
Right. You know, I understand, because I go through the same thing too. I write and I do music as well. So I know, you know, there's a couple processes for me, and I see there's a couple of them for you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of artists that just do the same thing all the time. Well, man, I got to get blown before, you know, get toe up and get my head right, which really is cliche. Everybody do that. So yeah, I ain't even feeling that. I mean, you know, you got to come in with a clear mind sometimes so you can write something that makes sense to the audience.
Well, I look for that emotional connection too, because, you know, you want to get something out there that people can relate to. So, whether I do R&B songs also, so I write a lot of R&B songs, and if I do a rap, I want to do something on a level to where people can, when they hear those lyrics, I'm a lyricist, when people hear those lyrics, they're going to be able to understand and feel what I'm saying. So, I put a lot of thought into what I'm doing also. I put a lot of thought into it.
Well, the song Flow With Me, I'm sure that's a hip-hop song. That's what I'm thinking, Flow With Me. I hope that is.
It's got an R&B feel, and I'm flowing on it. So, like LL Cool G, laid back type song. So,
okay, Flow With Me by Trip.
Get on the flow with me and try to flow with me. I'm gonna show you things to make you go with me. Get on the flow with me and try to flow with me. I'm gonna show you things to make just hang with some folks who love to drink and smoke. I gotta stop what I'm doing and make it you that I'm doing. Girl, I'm madly pursuing, and I'm only assuming you came without a man. Either way, I'll change your plans. After drink and a dance, we can have a little romance, girl. Get on the floor with me and try to flow with me. I'm gonna show you things to make you go with me. Get on the floor with me and try to flow with me.
Just chill, let the music play.
with me. I trip. I like that. That's laid back, man. And that's what I specialize in. I like that. I like the music. I like the vibe of the whole song. DJ.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Anything that hook is what's going to make the difference. Just flow with me. That's it.
Yeah. Trip, can you give out your information so folks can get with you, get in contact with you, and actually listen to your songs? Have you you got any ready for people to buy or download?
Yeah, I got Flow With Me. That's available on iTunes. Or it's actually available all to download.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
And also,
download. You can get the other two from. I got another website set up. It's called bridejam.com. Go to bridejam.com/tripmusic, TRIPEMUZIK. And you can download the other two songs you just heard, also Push and Life is a Party.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. It was a minute, you know, talking to you and finally got you on, but I'm glad you're on. I want to thank Blackmail ATL for turning on to me and letting you be part of the show. Come on in and let people listen to what you're doing, man. And whenever you got something new and a whole CD out, contact me, hit me up again, and we'll do this again, man.
That's a plan. I can do that.
That was really nice. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me on.
It's all good.
All
right. DJ, we got 5 minutes.
I guess you want me to what, sing or something?
DJ, we got 5 minutes. I ain't trying to have you sing, sweetie. You my girl and everything, but you know, we ain't gonna have you do everything. next week we got the relationship show. Me, you, and two of my coworkers, and maybe another person. I'm going to talk to her in a minute and try to get her perspective on. It's been nice having you on this week, DJ, even
nice
though you was missed last
don't,
week.
Don't start with me. You know why I had an engagement.
Yeah, okay, Diva. I'm going to leave you with one of the new songs by me and Ron L, The Love Brothers. I need to send you the CD because it's complete now. I'm just waiting on one more thing to do to it overall, but it's complete. All the songs are there. This is called Do Me Slow with me, Miss V, and Ron L. Me and Ron L are the Love Brothers. Ron L's in Williamsburg, Virginia, and Miss V's in Columbus, Georgia. Until next week, I want to thank my guests, Antoine Smith and Trip, for being on the show, putting out their music. Here we go. Do Me Slow.
Do it.
Little thing.
Woo!
I need to say to you.
Yeah. Whatever.
When you're doing me,
tell you.
Do me slow.
shine. Memories of the past, but you're on my mind. I lick my lips, but I'm wasting time. I call you on the talkie, you're so damn fine. Can we pick up? Can we do it today? Say it real sexy, say it like I say. Get the basket food, you meet by the base. Break it all thick for the outside play. Got it going on and I want it too. Hot butter sauce, pour it all on you. You tasty freak, I say for true. You scream in my ear and you know who. The love is hot and I can't compare. Hit it everywhere like Savant Fair. I'm a double threat, so don't you dare. Love us for punks, but I do care.
I want you, girl, but do me slow. I need your girl.